So
look at you. Baller. 2K1s.
Well, I don't have two houses, I'll tell you that.
And a yacht.
I'm working on a
never been?
I'm working on a second car for our family of four.
Welcome to our Film Fathers Podcast, the definitive podcast about fatherhood, film, and fatherhood and film. This is Jelani, and with me as always are Rudy, the main motherfucking man, Glover, and Jason Bateman in every episode of Ozark, Martin, and Brady.
Chad is nothing. He's like a beard, or whatever a lesbian beard is. A merkin? I don't know. The point is, I guarantee you they don't even kiss, okay?
Take it from me. Relationships like yours, they don't come around that often. They just don't. My own mother was married 6 times. She never found happiness. An incredible sex life, but she was filled up with everything but joy.
This week, we're all in on the comedy stylings of the one and only John Cena. When you think of Cena, you might picture him in the ring, flexing his muscles and delivering the, "You can't see me." But it's at least worth considering that his comedic chops are just as impressive as his wrestling skills. And what better films to showcase his comedic genius than Blockers and the recently released Ricky Stenicki? From being a protective father caught in the chaos of his daughter's prom night, to playing a fictional character invented by a group of friends to cover up their own misdeeds. One thing's for sure, there will be butt-chugging involved.
This was a much-needed
break
into just silly movies for me. I feel like I haven't seen a new silly movie. Both of these were new to me.
Oh, that's right. You hadn't seen Blockers.
I hadn't seen Blockers.
Neither had I.
I was the only one. Okay,
yeah.
So I didn't realize that.
We've done comedies before. We did Major League recently, and, that was great to revisit an old classic. But to have a new comedy, two of them, was just like, I needed this week.
It was a definite change of pace for us, and not for anything other than we've been, we just had our 200th episode. We kind of were like working towards kind of these like well-known big movies. And this was
serious, big.
A rewatch of Blockers for me, but Ricky Stenicki, obviously being brand new, I had wanted to watch it, and it was, so that was new as well. So before we dive in, Jelani, I didn't realize you were new to both.
Yeah, so Blockers had been on my list for a while, and I just had never gotten around to it.
I feel like I told you guys at some point about it.
So with Blockers, I was impressed with how many comedic talents were in the film. Because I knew about the main characters. I knew about John Cena. I knew about Leslie Mann and Ike Barinholtz. Did not expect to see Hannibal Buress.
Briefly, randomly.
June Diane Raphael.
Sean Ralphio?
So
don't be suspicious.
I just saw her. I just rewatched Long Shot with...
Rewatched? I don't even know.
Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and she's in that. She's
rewatched.
You guys, it's
clearly worth a watch.
Yeah, it's a good.
It is worth a watch.
Comedy.
I'm surprised you've already seen it twice.
Yeah,
but
I was again. Like you said, I was looking for good comedies.
Yeah,
and more recent comedies. So watching, and then Gary Cole. I'm a fan of Gary Cole's comedy.
Sure.
it was good and.
I'm a fan of Gina Gershon's comedy.
We got to do Bound, and Cocktail for when they make the new one.
The thing that I kind of took away from this, that more so than even John Cena, because we knew we were going to go in and watch Ike Barinholtz.
Oh, Ike Barinholtz!
Ike Barinholtz.
He is good. He is by far the. I mean, he
so see, good.
Cena's
so
really funny, and I don't want to take away from that. Was our kind of our
correct.
Focus point.
Yeah.
And he has some moments in Blockers, but Ike Barinholtz is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I looked at what I knew him from, and I feel like I don't really know. I think it might be The League, because I saw that he was in The League for a couple of years. Do you guys remember him from there?
But he wasn't a main character.
No, he wasn't.
I know he wasn't a main character, but that's on like I don't really know
so
what
I watched
recognize him
the
from.
Mindy Project. He was on
okay,
that.
No,
I was going to say, TV, I feel like, is where he's had some moments there. He was on the Mindy Project for multiple years, I think. I don't think I watched every season, but I enjoyed that show for a while when it was on. But this feels like maybe one of the best things he's done.
It has to be. Very funny. He's very good.
It was funny because as I was scrolling through and looking up things, Hannibal is in a thing called Out of the Loop. It's a documentary about Chicago comedy.
Okay.
And I think they might have mentioned Ike Barinholtz is in that too, because he's from Chicago too. Plus, Kay Cannon, the director, is also from Chicago.
Okay.
So it's interesting because, again, this movie is set in Chicago, and I'm just wondering if that happened to just be a coincidence, or did Kay Cannon be like, hey, I need to put Chicago comics and in this
role. And they probably just know each other.
Yeah,
right?
Probably more of that, just that they have a relationship from being in the same city and scene. But he's by far the funniest part of the movie. And, I mean, for Hannibal, honestly, doesn't do shit.
Doesn't do anything.
I would argue. Funny.
Could have been underutilized because he is funny. And
underutilized for sure. But because of what he is, unless they cut a lot of stuff that he did, kind of
possible.
Unnecessary that he's even in the movie. But and again,
somebody's got to give Frank the tow truck car.
Maybe to that point, a director pushing some of the people she knows.
Yeah, the funniest part of him was when they were just saying, like, fuck Frank.
You know what? Fuck Frank. And they say, yeah, Frank's all right.
But again, that's Ike. So who's June Diane? One of the...
She's the wife. She's the ex-wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've seen her in some stuff.
You've seen her in a lot of things.
Long shot.
She's a gynecologist in some movie that I saw her in. She's married to Paul Scheer.
Okay.
So she's on the How Did This Get Made podcast with him and Jason Mantzoukas.
Nice.
Yeah. She's a random in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, she was definitely one of those.
She's kind of an also ran. Yeah, I think she's funny. She is in some stuff, but never really
she runs in that circle with Paul Scheer and Jason Mantzoukas and doing all those Adult Swim and
she was in 8-Bit Christmas.
Okay, that might be what I remember from
also
too.
Chicago movie.
Jason Mantzoukas is so funny.
Oh my
and
God.
Everything he does.
I was just going through Brooklyn Nine-Nine and he's in there.
Yeah,
just off the charts in there.
Yeah.
I laughed very hard when Ike Barinholtz shows up in the limo playing Tayo Cruz Dynamite. I just go, Brady.
That was Mila's song for her birthday
until
she fell in love with the heiress tour and made a change. But Tayo Cruz, same thing, Johnny. I was dying.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
And then he's sitting and he's like, Tayo Cruz Dynamite. It's just something like that is so random and simple, but and I feel you could put 100 people in that room, and some people would be like, that's kind of funny. And because of this random detail of our life, of my life that's come up here recently, I laughed way harder than probably most people at that.
What do you think of this? I feel like we've seen this type of story, right? It's almost like American Pie and the sex pact right? And the overprotective parent thing. It was a little...
Well, this is a little different. This is like a romantic comedy, kind of like American Beauty.
Did you watch that movie?
The little things like that. This just has a lot of good... It was a lot of good jokes.
Yeah.
You're right. The
overall plot is
the high school prom.
It doesn't really matter.
This has all been
there was a
touched
book,
on.
Book smart element.
I saw it. I was halfway through. I was like, I kind of think I should watch Booksmart again.
Booksmart was so good.
It tugged at my guys. I'm gonna be honest. I got a little emotional towards the end. I didn't see it coming, and
which speech? Ike
Barinholtz. The lesbian scene. Ironically enough,
when he started crying,
But that's it. Nice. We've talked about it ad nauseum, right? Watching things at different points of your life, and even though I was kind of very much in the mood for this raunchy R comedy, by the way, just all comedy should be R. It's so dumb that they're not. It's just, you're just ruining the potential.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just, God, drives me nuts. There was a little heart there, and I felt like it was strong, and it came in. I was like, man, this deadbeat dad essentially cares and knew. Yeah. Knew his daughter was a lesbian, he called that out, and everyone's right. What? He saw it, right?
And what he said, if your friends are gonna, they're gonna love you more. They don't.
This
they
is
don't
who
care,
you tell.
Yeah. It's exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sweet.
I think that's what I enjoyed about his character, because at times he kind of got obnoxious on certain things.
Yeah,
but then like
yes,
can you guys get a beer?
We should get a drink after this.
But when he was going through and be like, listen, she's going to go and make some choices, and that's her decision. Like, I'm going to let her do it. And how he was just...
He was the only one.
He was the only one who knew, like, the voice of reason. Knew his daughter and knew what she was going to do, and he trusted her to make those decisions. And I think that was the part that got me. I was like, yeah, that's how I hope to be with
what
my
you
kids.
Want. You want to be yeah. able to recognize that stuff at the moment, as opposed to being completely freaked out about...
Opposed to being Leslie Mann.
Potential. Well, that's obviously an extreme, for sure. But, right. like, yeah, just being scared of your kids making mistakes, which is obviously, as we all know, like, part of life. But
yeah.
in the world that everyone lives in, that's not the way everyone's trying to, like, aim at this perfection
right.
path all the time.
I feel like these girls were pretty responsible.
I mean, I think they were. You're, yeah. They were obviously trying to enjoy their big moment, which, you know, and I don't like the idea that, like, this is still a thing, that, like, prom is this, like, built up thing that, like, yeah. you have to, like, these kids are aiming for, like, this perfect night of, you know, it's like, yeah, it's just a fucking other night, man.
Yeah, that's why Cena's daughter was the funniest about it. She's like, yeah, you know what? I'm in. Give me the DMT cookie. That might have been a little much.
Hanging out with the chef?
The chef.
Cooking up everything.
You know?
Wherever, but they were funny, though.
Wherever the night takes us.
The three girls were very funny, too. I don't remember seeing them in anything.
The man's daughter I recognize.
Wait, which one was man's daughter?
No,
her daughter
in the movie.
Well,
the blonde
she is
girl.
An actress.
Yes.
What's her
yes,
name?
Yes, not her real right. daughter. Okay. I'm saying Catherine Newton, the actress who plays Leslie Mann's daughter.
Sorry.
Apologies. Yeah, I mean, I recognize her, obviously, from this movie, but also Ant-Man and the Wasp? Quantumania?
I haven't seen that one yet.
She plays Cassie Lang.
Oh, she's Cassie.
Big
yes,
Little.
I have
she's in Big
that.
Little Lies. Yep.
Okay.
I haven't seen that one either.
Ooh, that's a mistake. She actually had one of the funnier lines to me. I just didn't see it coming. And I think I was just like, you know, my brain again, I was kind of like focused on like, all right, Cena's going to be funny. Ice going to be funny. The parents are where I was looking for the humor. And then she drops the girl's like, oh, it tastes like almond joy. She's like, oh, thank God it's not a mound. It's like, I'd rather eat 10 dicks than one mound. I was dying laughing.
Does the almond make the mound better?
I also hate a mound.
Yeah, but you hate it
for coconut reasons.
It's funny that she would like almond joy yeah. but not mounds. Just you add the almond.
I love it. It was great.
It was a very funny line. I definitely, like, it's rare for me to burst out loud laughing on my own. You know, because I was watching it by myself. But when and for like the physical comedy part, but when he had that thing up his butt, and he's spitting on it. And he's like, "Don't use your spit." Use this. And then he's like, "She's like, I don't have the lip gloss or whatever." So then he spits on it, and then when it comes up and goes in his mouth, he's like, "That's in my mouth. I got ass beer in my mouth." I was dying. It's so stupid.
It's so dumb. It's
so dumb. It shouldn't be that funny, but it was very, very funny.
That stuff still gets you.
Ah, it was so, yeah, it was perfect. And you just knew the high school kids weren't going to do it. Do it for your daughter. Oh, my God. It's a great scene.
And that's the scene, right? You have this muscle-bound dude who is... You know, he's wearing the cargo shorts and the tucked in, like...
The haircut.
But, yeah, the tight haircut. This is too long.
This hair is too long. His delivery is really good.
It really is.
Comedic timing,
his
delivery is great.
And we can talk more about it as we go here, yeah. but he is... So that was kind of the genesis of, like, these two movies, right, being watched. And you know, one that we didn't watch is he plays Amy Schumer's boyfriend in her... In her movie, like
Trainwreck,
and he was really funny in that as well. Like he's like super gay, like or yeah. makes super gay comments like over and over again, like while being like out with her, and it was like him coming into the scene. You know, I watched wrestling when I was younger. I definitely did not watch when he was a thing, but I mean, you know, that's where he came from. That's where his
yeah.
entertainment status and or where his status came from to get into kind of the entertainment industry, and he. There's no way I could have ever envisioned him having this much comedic timing for someone like not necessarily coming from wrestling, but just like stereotypically just looking at him being
right,
like, there's no way this guy's funny
or not. Something
right.
else. Yeah.
But he has it. And you see it in movies. You saw it at the Oscars this year. Right. He comes out, you know, naked and
costumes
nails it
so much.
So much, you know, and we big fan of the Peacemaker show on Max. He's really, really funny.
Do you know who was originally tabbed for the role of Peacemaker?
Dave Bautista?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yes, it was.
Another great actor.
Another good
former wrestler.
Yep.
That came from wrestling. So we got The Rock, we got Dwayne Johnson, Bautista, and John Cena, right?
But for comedy purposes, I think it's Cena for me, without a doubt. I think he's head and shoulders.
But they're all good.
Yeah, you're forgetting Jesse the Body.
Yeah. I ain't got time to bleed.
Exactly.
But, yeah, in terms of comedy, I think and The Rock is, I mean, look, he's kind of done everything at this point. But I still, Cena for me is, if he's in it, I'm almost giving it a chance on that alone.
I think his best work is still ahead of him, too.
Oh, probably.
So,
although he seems to be getting bigger somehow.
Like size?
Yeah.
Steroids, man. Steroids. I got addicted to him. Have you seen any of his other movies? Like The Marine, 12 Rounds?
No.
Were the action non-comedies?
Yeah, those are action.
They were the stereotypical ex-wrestler movies, I think, where The Marine... I feel like maybe I saw The Marine.
Robert Patrick's in The Marine.
What's your take on them? They're just kind of...
They're just your standard
also
action.
Yeah,
your standard action films. But yeah, they're ridiculous and silly. But, you know, it's that...
Fast X.
Fast X, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely one that we enjoyed as well. But yeah, I think it's just... He does a good job. He does a good job of being able to not only flip on the comedy and play that, but also kind of the sentimental role of being the dad and things like that. You know that he's also, I think he has the record for the most Make-A-Wish requests granted.
Hmm. Correct. He's huge into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like I watched like an E60 or something on that, and it's like, it's alarming. Like, it's not even close. He like lives for it, and it's great.
So he's real life Ricky Stenicki.
Ferdinand?
No.
He was the voice of Ferdinand.
Oh, I did watch that.
We have not watched Ferdinand, but a favorite in our house is Elbow Grease, the books, which are his books that he's written. It's about a monster truck and his.
Is there anything John Cena can't do?
I don't think so.
He's going to get cast in some dramatic role next year and just blow everyone away.
Yeah.
Win an Oscar.
That one feels like a leap, but
it's got a rap album. I think two, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. He sang the his own intro. This is his own intro into the WWE is his own song.
Yeah.
So
I heard it earlier.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying pointing it out that he has one.
Just going through the resume.
Yeah. He delivers, and again, I think. In my brain, I think I thought there was more humor from him in Blockers, and it was more Ike.
Yeah.
But he plays that role, the square role, you know, this jacked up guy who's more of a square, and he's kind of exactly what you want, right? The dynamic between all three of those parents is you're kind of touching on all aspects. Of parenthood.
Leslie Mann always plays Leslie Mann, right?
A little neurotic.
And just about.
Since 40-year-old virgin and then this is 40.
Big Daddy.
Well, 40-year-old virgin, she wasn't this character.
This type of character.
She was the drunk. The drunk party girl in 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. She's
the French
toast.
I thought she was the sister
of
the...
That's Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Knocked Up.
Yeah, knocked up. Right,
sister. She is a sister of.
Right, I didn't. You're right.
Yeah,
Jelani's right. For the record, on the pod, on tape, Martin is wrong. Yeah, I was thinking of Knocked Up.
Just folded it.
And this is 40.
And this is 40. Yes, very much so. Again, I love another movie set in Chicago.
Did you guys watch Blockers first and then Sticky? Because I actually went the opposite way.
I went Blockers first.
I went Blockers first.
Okay, which is good. I mean, it really doesn't matter, but I think the reason I ask is, so I'd seen Blockers, but and Mary was going to watch both with me, and the first night I was like, I want to watch a new movie, so we watched Ricky Stenicki, which just came out on Prime here a month ago or so, and guys, I fucking loved it.
You loved it.
I did. I mean, they're recognized for what it is. Like, it's not like a great movie per se, but it's you kind of touched on it earlier, Martin. It's kind of a movie you don't see very often anymore, and it's like it's one-liners that are hitting Like every time there was a lull, there was a really funny laugh out loud one-liner that like just kept you in it the whole time. Mary and I were laughing hard, like out loud, numerous times.
I did enjoy it. Yeah, I thought it was funny. There's just the name. Every time I hear Ricky Stenicki, I think it's so silly and funny. It does. It makes me kind of chuckle. I'm sure it'll lose its luster eventually, but yeah, the concept was good, and they had a lot of good actors, good characters as well. Andrew Santino,
yeah, comedy or comedian,
comedy.
He's comedy.
A Chicago native.
Another one,
yeah, Santino's Chicago guy.
We had Jeff Ross and
Jermaine Fowler.
I thought was really good. We just saw him in Sorry to Bother You, right? Was he in that?
Yes, he was. Yeah. But we also saw him in Coming to America.
Okay.
Oh, that was
a while ago.
Can't believe you didn't remember that.
Yeah, it was very, and Cena was very good in it.
He was really funny. Like just the whole idea of him being like in character and at all times, yeah. Even though he's a complete train wreck, no pun intended, but he's fantastic. And directed by Peter Farrelly.
Farrelly, yeah.
They had a falling out with the other Farrelly, with his brother?
I don't know if there was a brother falling out, or he just wanted to do his own thing.
Right.
Hard to say.
I feel like they did split, because one might have gone more dramatic and Farrelly.
Were they connected?
He's like stuck conjoined? On you.
Like stuck on you? God, wait, are you? Who's the one that said that's like not as bad as we think? It's Brady.
There's lines.
Yeah, I remember hating it, but yeah, maybe I'll
get it. What I appreciate in life is lines. The things that I can't remember now that I used to, you could watch a movie and I could remember those lines for like another 4 years. I've already forgotten half of Ricky Stenicki.
Right.
I probably should
have wrote more down.
This shit doesn't stay up here anymore. And so when I'm watching it, I'm appreciating in the moment that like, this is funny. There's a really funny lines happening in this movie.
Yeah.
I can't, in 5 years, we can rewatch this when it's rated like 30%. And we go back and do another Rotten Tomatoes run. But it's not a great movie, but it's also great. Loved it.
Yeah. It was funny. And a funny concept, kind of a unique. There were elements of it that were unique too.
Yeah,
like, I hadn't seen this type of
the buildup, just the explanation of how they created him. I appreciate it. It's like almost wrote the other kid's name. It's like you can't write Stanton, and
right,
you know, a dumb kid turns it into Stenicki.
Yeah, and I do feel like we've seen movies where they, you know, there's a big lie and you have to find a way to actually come clean and tell the truth, and you know that all stuff was maybe kind of done before. But yeah, I appreciated the somewhat uniqueness of it and the silliness of the name, and yeah, John Cena just being again very sincere in how he, you know, wanted to be a better person and all the things at the end. Zac Efron, I didn't like him in this. I feel like he looked weird or something, too.
Mary was talking to me about, before the movie started, she's claiming he had an accident and had to have, I said, I was like, are we sure that that's not like an excuse they use for him to just get, like, the Hollywood touch-up?
Plastic surgery done? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
He was, like, the lead, and I don't know, I feel like we could have done better. I never had a problem with him before.
Came down from all the roids that he was doing on Baywatch?
Maybe. I'll tell you who I did like, his wife, Lex.
Oh, were they married? They weren't married yet,
Oh, they
right?
weren't married.
Not married, because he was against it, but she's gorgeous.
She just kept getting better. But yes, super funny with William H. Macy and what did he call it?
Air Dicker.
Air Dicker. never heard that line, but you know, Trump does the air dick move, which is just very, very funny. That I'm sure that's why they put it in, because it's like that's how he dances.
Enjoyed the Macy was good. I mean, I feel like Macy just really owns the like role. I don't think he's necessarily got a wide range, but he really fucking dominates what he does in a good way. I mean, he's done really well. Shameless, and he's been back as Fargo, you know, he's kind of been into things, but this for I feel like all this is not far off the same path. Like he just kind of is William H. Macy essentially. Yeah. That's what I think you're kind of getting with him mostly, but yeah, I mean, he was a really good boss slash, like, kind of try to be in on the fun, and, you know, the fuck you Billings scene at the table really.
That's the part. That's
seen
the
a mouse sit across the table.
Oh, my God. Like, when he mouthed
what'd you just say? He's like, I was just telling, like, fuck you to this guy over here. And he's like, yeah, fuck you, Billings. And then, like laughing, like, yeah, right? Like, I made a joke. That was really, really funny.
Again, perfectly delivered. Because, yeah, that could have been fumbled very easily.
Yes.
With anyone else, but they did it great.
I like the one when he announced that he's hired him. And, Zac Efron was 100%. Like, what the fuck did you
what
say?
The fuck?
He's like, what the fuck did you say?
That was awesome. That was a really, really funny moment.
And then my other one that I laughed, this is me just being stupid, was when they were talking about the pot milk. And he's like, the dream cream?
Yeah.
He's like, what? He's like, dream cream? It was really good. Dream cream.
The line that Mary and I were talking about repeatedly, and I know not to just rehash like every funny line, but
sure.
The one that like I was still laughing about like the next day and again after that and then again today when I was talking about it was Cena saying talking about blacking out. He's like, I woke up one day after a 5-day bender and I was a manager of an Arby's. I don't know why. If it's Arby's, I don't know what it is in my brain. That to me is like as funny of a line as you can
just chef's guess of a perfect thing to be a manager of when you pick up.
They got the meats.
Him being, as we mentioned, him being in character throughout the whole thing was great, especially when
Ricky. It's Ricky.
When he was able to just turn it on and like when the mom was coming at him about the charity,
mm-hmm.
and then he like had that, you know, that like old school blackout moment where he just keeps going.
That's a good,
like,
that's a good call out. Yeah, the blackout,
right? And then when he was talking,
he went full method, right?
Right. When he was talking to William H. Macy about why they need to merge, and that one he felt like he was just kind of bullshitting it, but at least he got the point across. Have you guys ever seen the movie Money Talks with Charlie Sheen and Chris Tucker?
I'm 100% sure I did see it back then, but yeah, I can't remember anything of it.
I got vibes of that with this because that's kind of similar where he has to like go and impersonate somebody and then just kind of assimilate with the crowd that he's around.
That's what I was saying. There's been movies like that, right, where there's a fraud and then somehow he works his way into it. I don't know, like Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, right? Like she's pretending to be, or even I got elements of like Big. You know, where it's like a kid gets hired at an ad agency and he's impressing everybody,
right.
You know, with or not a toy company or whatever in Big. But yeah, there's elements of other movies that are in this. But yeah, done in a, you know, an interesting way that the friends made up the character, you know, since childhood.
Did you guys know the DJ that they were going to see?
RBA?
No. Rubelet? Yeah, should I?
I didn't know him, and when I was looking up stuff, it came up, and they're like, he's definitely known. Like, it's a thing. And he's, like, super, I think he's a heavy fan base, and it's, like, really, he interacts with the crowd a lot, and he, like, riffs
that,
off
and
of
that was
them.
Him, right?
In yes.
The, yeah, show, yeah, yeah, he looked insane.
He is. Like,
that's why when I saw him, I'm like, oh, that's the real guy? I'm like, yeah, he seems
You see, seems like, wild. Some of his stuff, he's just, like, out there. Yeah. Like, comes out in like a bathrobe and just does like his sets and, you know, has like, I've seen a couple of clips of his stuff and heard a couple of his songs and you're just like, it's different, but he's good.
Yeah,
like,
I definitely didn't.
What does he say to the guy? We're like, how'd you like that that show? And he's like, fuck you. It was awesome.
He didn't deserve that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, he didn't deserve that.
As he was walking away, the guy had, I noticed he had two broken legs. He had one in a boot and one in a cast. I was like, oh,
well, you try to get a balloon out of a tree, you're gonna, it's not going to end well.
That's the only reason he didn't go to the show, yeah.
He walked out Martin's sidewalk out front.
Slipped in the middle of June on the ice.
Slick. You got to be careful. No sun.
The other thing that I noticed about, and I think this is credit to the Farrellys, or Peter anyways, is that the inclusivity that he has with the cast, like people with different disabilities or abilities in the cast.
100%. It was noticeable for sure.
Yeah. But not like he just threw them in there to throw them in there, but he had people in like different abilities and roles, like Wes's boyfriend.
Yep.
We had the brace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is none of it's story that. Related, right? Like it's definitely, but yes, he has that. You have a woman at the boardroom table who's
quadriplegic, maybe.
I believe so, and she's because she looks up something for him.
Yeah.
And that wasn't it, but there were. Yeah, I agree. It was. I caught it and I didn't know if there was something to it, but it was enough that I wondered if so.
Yeah, and I think that's just him, like, because he did the one with Woody Harrelson and the kids with Down syndrome, the Champions, I think the movie was.
Yeah.
I think that's a Farrelly movie, too.
Really?
So,
yeah, maybe just a cause that is near and dear.
Yeah.
So
I credit to him for just, you know, expanding the role and expanding the cast, giving people more opportunities.
How about when Cena's girlfriend with the long hair? He's like, "Doug, your hair's beautiful. It's also really weird.
All people see is your insanely beautiful hair."
Rapunzel.
Like, that's exactly right. It feels like Cena's just, you know, like riffing at that point and just completely in his element. I mean, that's really, really impressive professional comedy style acting, and he's just fucking great at it.
Yeah, he's like, "Mo is my attaché. Don't you have an attaché?" "No, I'm not a foreign diplomat." Like, just great, great, good little lines.
Did you guys feel like Jeff Ross's nose was way too big?
I'm not saying anything
comedically big. Like, I, it just seemed unusual. It felt like a lot of prosthetics. I don't think his face really looks like that. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a while, but
I don't think he looks good.
It was that kind of took me out of it a little bit with him. But
I mean, that was obviously over the top scene.
Yeah,
with him in general, but maybe
I feel like the Moyle scene has been done with Seinfeld, right? Didn't Kramer end up doing the bris or something like that? Or
not with a cigar cutter, I don't think.
Yeah, that was a little over the top, but whatever. You know, there's always some.
That was just a little off the top.
Real hog. No, but he had it. From what I understand, the boy was packing. He had a real hog there.
He's gonna have fun with that down there when he's older.
But yeah, so I think I would like to see more from Cena as far as comedy. I think he does a good job. I think we all agree on that. And while Ricky Snicky isn't going to go down in the Hall of Fame
right.
of comedies, I think it was a good, you know, something fun, something new.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, you need these kinds of movies. I think every once in a while that is somewhat unique but somewhat familiar, really with a really good strong. You know, I had elements of thinking. I miss Chris Farley when I was watching this, you know, because Chris Farley, he didn't make a lot of movies, passed way too soon, but he just makes me laugh just seeing this, him being on the screen, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's an element of Cena like that to me, like where I just see him, I know he's going to make me laugh.
He can command the scene. And,
yeah.
And I felt like him walking around, you know, looking like Indiana Jones at that party, it was him like commanding the room to agree as this literal larger than life character.
Yeah.
And that is him in all those movies. Exactly. Like you said, like I said earlier, when I see him in a movie, like it's weirdly, I can't say that about a lot of comedic actors,
right.
But Cena makes me want to watch a movie because I feel like I'm going to get a really somehow really funny performance out of him. And it's crazy to say, but I that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I think so, too.
As always, thanks for coming out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So horny to be here. So horny to be here. Thanks, and save it for the pod.